Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma therapists, if you've been waiting for the right time to join Trauma Therapist Network membership, this is it. Between now and the end of 2024, you can save up to 50% off of your first month of membership when you submit your application at traumatherapistnetwork.com. Join us for live calls every week. Self-care, case consultation, networking, and training are included every month. We have 4 live calls, and we have 3 tiers of membership. If the live calls don't fit your schedule, you can join the Inner Circle, where you can access the library of recordings, or you can do the Listing Plus membership. All the details are at traumatherapistnetwork.com. Hope to see you in the community. Submit your application at traumatherapistnetwork.com today.
Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 434.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan. Happy New Year. On this first episode of the new year, 2025, I'm going to do what I typically do, recapping the last year and talking about the coming year and setting intentions. As I was reminded in yoga class this morning, there's really no beginning and no end. It's all a cycle, a circle, and time is a construct. Somehow helps me at times. That was comforting for me. I've been thinking about endings a lot lately as I grieve the loss of my dad. I'm also anticipating some hard times ahead for myself personally, as well as noticing fears about what's going to happen in the coming days, months, and years. I'm sure I'm not alone in that. Thinking about our world, our planet, culture of the country where I live, the U.S. But I'm reminded that where attention goes, energy flows. So while I won't disregard these fears and the pain of losing physical access and proximity to my dad and others I love, I remember that all things must pass and change is the only constant. As much as I sometimes crave for good feelings to last longer and wish for painful feelings to end, nothing ever stays the same. I return to that lesson again and again. Nothing stays the same ever. So if you've listened to Therapy Chat for a while, you know that I typically do an end of year reflection / new year episode, which is a bit different from my usual weekly episodes. And that's what's happening today with a special edition. I have a strong sense that there will be a lot more people seeking support with the effects of trauma going forward. So I want to remind everyone who's listening that the searchable directory on Trauma Therapist Network is now found at the easy to remember link, findtraumatherapy.com. You can search for a trauma therapist in your area and see what type of trauma they specialize in, what methods they're trained in, and what approach they take in their work, as well as any identity factors which might be important to them and to you. As you've heard me say, although people think trauma therapy is a specialty, there are so many different types of trauma and so many different paths to healing after trauma. Using the searchable directory at findtraumatherapy.com, you can see who's near you, who offers the type of therapy you're looking for. My goal is to help everyone understand that trauma is real, healing is possible, and help is available. For that reason, in addition to my usual year-end reflection and thoughts on the coming year, this episode will feature 12 therapists who, as of the time this is being released, are all part of my Trauma Therapist Network membership community. Pretty cool that 12 therapists responded to my invitation to be part of this episode. I was told by one of my teachers recently that 12 is a powerful number. In numerology, it's considered a number of completion, new beginnings, harmonic partnerships, and a sign of positive change. I'm going to choose to believe that. And I'm very familiar with most of the therapists whom you'll be hearing from in this episode because most of them regularly attend weekly live TTN calls or are longtime members of my consultation groups. But you may not be familiar with them, and it's my hope that hearing their voices and seeing their faces, for those of you who will watch this on YouTube, will give you a sense of what resonates with you for therapy. Therapy is about developing a relationship that's focused on you. And what resonates with one person may cause another person to want to run in the other direction. That's why it's so important, especially for those of us who have attachment wounds, to be able to feel a sense of safety with the person we're asking to help us. We can be hyper-attuned to how well they seem to get us. And everything from tone of voice to facial expression plays a part in whether we feel a resonance, which allows us to begin trusting this person with our most vulnerable feelings and thoughts. That's kind of the magic of therapy, is being able to feel safe in the other person's presence. And even if you're not consciously aware of it, your system responds to that sense of safety. That's the resonance I'm talking about. I also hope that if you're a therapist who doesn't currently consider yourself a trauma therapist, that hearing from these 12 trauma therapists will inspire you to consider the joy of trauma therapy. Yes, I said trauma therapy is joyful. I believe this and have experienced it myself, both as a therapist and a client. As a client, I find it joyful to experience feeling understood and cared for, and making sense out of how I feel and what I've been through. As a therapist, I find it deeply meaningful to help others who feel broken and unlovable, as I have felt. I felt that way for most of my life. I don't feel that way anymore. But when you feel broken and unlovable, it's so life-changing to realize this is not a truth about you. It's not true that you're broken or unlovable. You've always been unbroken and lovable, but the trauma makes us feel otherwise. And there's so many new developments in this field, so it's a very exciting time to be a trauma therapist. We need more therapists to develop the skills to assess and treat trauma because we are a world filled with traumatized people. You may know that I've adopted a practice of setting intentions for the new year rather than creating resolutions. And these intentions aren't about making a better me. Not a single piece of it has to do with wanting to change the way my body looks. And that is pretty revolutionary in this culture that wants us to be obsessed with our appearance and hate our bodies, especially for those of us socialized as female. That's pretty much what we're supposed to spend all of our time thinking about. But these intentions are about focusing on what I'd like to bring more of to my life. So this year, I'm focusing on the word create. Creating, creativity, creation. The energy of creating is associated with the second chakra, which is called the sacral chakra, and it's located below the navel. The sacral chakra is also associated with sensuality, sexuality, and pleasure, the inner child, the divine feminine, and healthy balance of emotions. Have you made an intention for 2025? To begin the reflection portion of this episode, I'm looking back to last January. I remember going to the doctor the first week of January, still sick from the flu that ruined my Christmas. I had barely been able to drag myself out of bed, and I ended up developing bronchitis. I was sick for about a month. Even so, I had started an exciting new journey in transformative harmonics, the program my colleague and mentor, Paula Scatoloni, whom you've heard on Therapy Chat, created using sound healing and psychoacoustics with the Safe and Sound Protocol, SSP, developed by Stephen Porges for inner child healing. Despite being sick, I was determined to experience this, and it was life-changing for me. I wanted to offer SSP, and in fact, I had signed up years ago to do the training, but I really didn't get how was this going to work with trauma survivors, and I wasn't willing to start offering it until I had experienced it myself. I always recommend that for any new intervention as a therapist. If you don't try it out yourself, how do you know what it's like? How can you encourage your client to try something when you haven't tried it? You don't even know what it's going to feel like or what it could feel like or what could go wrong or what could be scary. Those are the kinds of things that I want to be able to have a sense of before I start recommending stuff for my clients. So this experience in Paula's group created huge shifts in my sense of empowerment, assertiveness, and ability to speak my truth. And I found I suddenly had a tremendous increase in energy with the thought being that my system had more energy available when not devoting so much of its resources to suppressing my life force so I could feel safe. That's through people-pleasing behaviors, through overriding my own boundaries for the sake of preserving the relationship with the other. And then that would make me feel, we know how that feels. Most importantly, I've found so much capacity to show up as my authentic self in most situations without even trying. It's just like, I'm me. I'm so grateful to Paula. And if you want to hear more about my experience and her program, check out episode 437. I interviewed her so that I could talk with her about what it was like for me and let all of you, the audience, hear what I experienced. Of course, people have their own unique experiences with Safe and Sound Protocol. And, you know, the healing work that I've been doing before I started that was part of why I had such a profound experience of shifts. But it's amazingly powerful. I wasn't the only one. Everyone in my group had these tremendous shifts. And Paula has her own podcast now, which was not the case when I first went through her group. It's called Embodied, Step Into You. And I put a link to that in the show notes. If you're considering getting certified to offer SSP to your clients, I have a discount code for you in the show notes. Also in January, I had the beautiful opportunity to have my team from my group practice over to my home to express my appreciation to them for their hard work. I'm so grateful to all of my employees at BA Healing for the great work they've done serving our community over the past year and more. And I'm grateful that we didn't close our doors as I was considering doing by the end of 2023. Thanks to their hard work and me resuming seeing clients, we're able to serve a diverse group of clients throughout the state of Maryland with EMDR, brain spotting, IFS and parts work, yoga therapy, mindfulness, movement, expressive arts, other somatic practices, somatic experiencing, and more. And we still have some openings for new clients as of now. Oh, and we're offering SSP too. We are also going to be piloting the new Rest and Restore protocol, which is still being studied, and this another sound healing method developed with Stephen Porges and Anthony Gorey. We still have some openings for new clients at this point in my practice. And in January 2024, I also had the special opportunity of interviewing Dr. Peter Levine, who developed somatic experiencing, and to attend She Podcasts, where Therapy Chat was a finalist for an award, although we didn't win, but that's okay. I was very, very proud to be a finalist. And among good company, the winners were very inspiring podcasts. And I felt, you know, tiny in comparison to their achievements. In February, I started having some anticipation about the March trauma anniversary of a loved one's death a year prior. I focused on taking care of my emotional capacity in light of that. But nevertheless, you're going to hear what I did that month. I was actually extremely busy and I was kind of like marveling when I looked back and thought about it. I went to San Francisco to assist my friend and colleague and former Therapy Chat guest times three or four, Linda Tai, in one of her psychodrama structures retreats. It was such a gift to be part of this. And I'm super appreciative to Linda for including me. I got to witness beautiful healing work. And I got to see firsthand how her psychodrama structures works. From there, after leaving the retreat experience there, I met up with my friend and colleague, TTN member, Dr. Sharon Martin, for lunch. And then I went to dinner with TTN members Crystal Ying, John Lee, and Barbara Maresca. We joined John Edwards, who's a friend and colleague who has been instrumental in the development of the BIPOC trainings for brain spotting. He joined us. It was so fun. We just had such a cool dinner and it was awesome. So speaking of Dr. Barbara Maresca, here's a clip of her talking about why she loves trauma therapy.
Growing up without support to process my emotions profoundly influenced my desire to understand and be present with others in their suffering. In my family, there was a generational pattern of not discussing difficult feelings, a legacy shaped by enduring tragedy, hardship, loss, and war. This unspoken role to suppress emotions and simply persevere was deeply ingrained, leaving little room for healthy emotional expression or healing. Recognizing and naming my own and my family's difficult life experiences as traumatic was a life-changing moment for me. It helped me understand the impact those experiences had had on my life and see that I wasn't flawed or broken, just human. This shift brought compassion and empowerment into my life, and it's what led me to become a trauma therapist. I love this work because I've seen how powerful and life-affirming it can be. Trauma therapy helps people discover hidden parts of themselves or reclaim parts of themselves that were silenced. This fosters healing, resilience, and deeper connections to ourselves and to others. It's a privilege to witness this transformation and to help guide people toward the lives they deserve. I believe that trauma work not only heals individuals, but also ripples out to heal families, communities, and society at large. Healing our traumas enhances our ability to securely relate to one another, to establish and maintain healthy boundaries, and to regulate our emotions. As a result, we become less reactive and more reflective, allowing us to approach each other with curiosity and openness instead of division. When we process and integrate our pain, we create space for deeper self-acceptance, genuine relationships, and a renewed sense of inner strength, qualities that make it a better world for us all.
Also in January, Dr. Jamie Marich came to Baltimore on a cold, icy day to talk about their book, Trauma and the 12 Steps. It's always great to talk to Jamie and be with them. They are a thought leader in our field. And their talk about discovering through their recovery from alcohol abuse that they had dissociative identities was so powerful and inspiring, so relatable. I've recommended this video to many clients. Even more inspiring was hearing from so many attendees who had been misdiagnosed with bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, when they really had CPTSD, DID, OSDD, and other trauma-related diagnoses. And it was so fun to meet Therapy Chat superfan Heath Gerlach, as well as being together in person with two local therapists who are TTN members, Christopher Astro, a previous Therapy Chat guest who's a drama therapist, and Katie Bingner. So here is Krista telling us about why she loves being a trauma therapist. Christopher Astro, who uses she, her pronouns, has a master's degree and is a registered dance therapist who is an RDT and BCT, is a drama therapist who does trauma-informed therapy with people in Reisterstown, Maryland and online throughout Maryland. And she also offers trauma-informed coaching for residents of other areas and facilitates workshops in person and online. Krista specializes in helping teens and adults who feel used, abused, neglected, or rejected. Can all relate to that? Well, I know I can. Certainly when I was a teen, I really could.
Hi, my name is Christopher Astro, and I'm a therapist in Maryland. I work with people in the Reisterstown area in person and in Maryland online. I do trauma-informed therapy, and I also do trauma-informed coaching for people who are outside of Maryland. I always say that my specialty is working with people who feel used, abused, neglected, or rejected. That's to say people who've experienced relational trauma, abuse-related trauma, and just people who feel different. I got into this because as a child, I was bullied, and I felt different and alone. And I kind of always knew I wanted to help people, because I didn't want them to feel as alone as I had felt. And when I got to high school, I discovered theater. I became a drama therapist. I decided around 15 that that's what I wanted to do because theater made me feel a power in finding my voice. I felt seen and heard. I got to play different roles that were empowering. And I also realized as I learned about drama therapy that it helps make trauma feel lighter to deal with. It's more playful. It doesn't feel as heavy as we're just talking about it. We get to take new perspectives and have a sort of playful way of dealing with trauma. Also, drama therapy specifically in the EMDR therapy I do involve embodied practices. And we know with the science these days that trauma involves memories being stored in the body and not just having those linear memories in our brain. And so drama therapy and EMDR are great modalities for trauma-oriented therapy. And how this changes the world, in my opinion, is I think of it as a ripple effect. If we, on an individual basis, learn how to understand and better manage our nervous systems and regulate our nervous system so that we don't go into fight, flight, freeze as much or stay there as long, then we learn to also ripple that outwards towards everyone. We don't get aggressive as easily. We don't run away and shut down as easily, and that we can stay regulated and help other people stay regulated. So in that way, that's how I think of it, as a ripple effect. So it's very important work to me. And there's a lot of great trauma therapists out there. I hope that you find one if you're looking for one. Take care.
And next, I want to share with you Katie Bingner's video. Katie Bingner is an integrative trauma-informed therapist helping individuals navigate challenges such as anxiety, grief, identity development, and trauma, always with the goal to empower clients to embrace their autonomy and discover their authentic voice. Katie is also a communication coach, helping clients build fulfilling connections in their personal and professional lives through effective communication and boundary setting. Katie volunteers with animals and is the mental health ambassador for Responders for Pride, a nonprofit organization that helps connect LGBTQIA+ first responders to appropriate mental health resources and advocates for affirming and inclusive workplaces in the public safety sector.
Hi there. My name is Katie Bingner. I'm a licensed clinical professional counselor in the state of Maryland and a member of the Trauma Therapist Network. I think the reason I love being a trauma therapist the most is that this work allows me to deeply connect to my sense of humanity and then also to help whoever is in front of me do the same. And so what I mean by that is to connect to the very universal shared human experiences that we're often taught to feel shame about and to repress and ignore and to change. And so really encouraging and providing a safe space for someone to start to explore themselves that authentically and get in touch with their deeper sense of humanity and self-compassion is probably the most beautiful thing that I get to witness in the work that I do and why I love it. So how does trauma therapy change the world? I think trauma therapy changes the world in a lot of different ways, but the thing that jumps out the most to me is how one individual's healing journey can have this immense ripple effect on everyone in their lives, even everyone that they come into contact with. And so the important and meaningful work that can be done between two people in therapy to help someone find their own sense of space in the world, sense of autonomy, sense of safety, sense of self and identity. Offering that space in trauma work helps them then go back out into the world and bring those changes into their families and their friendships and their workplaces and their broader communities. It's the immense power of the individual work that then goes out into the world and creates change, both on a broad level in the present, but also I think will create change in generations to come.
In February, I started having some anticipation about the March trauma anniversary of a loved one's death that was a year prior. I focused on taking care of my emotional capacity in light of that, but I was still extremely busy in February. When I look back, I cannot believe how much I did. I went to San Francisco to assist my friend and colleague and former Therapy Chat guest times four, Linda Tai, in one of her Psychodrama Structures retreats. It was such a gift to be part of this, and I'm super appreciative to Linda for including me. I got to observe and witness beautiful healing, and I got to see how this whole Psychodrama Structures situation plays out. It was really cool. And I'm so grateful to Linda. After the retreat was over, I met up with friend and colleague and TTN member, Dr. Sharon Martin, for lunch. And later that evening, I went to dinner with TTN members, Crystal Ying, John Lee, and Dr. Barbara Maresca. And we were joined kind of spontaneously by my friend and colleague, John Edwards, who is the person who set up the first BIPOC trainings for brain spotting 5 years ago and has been overseeing that aspect of brain spotting ever since. We had a wonderful time. It was amazing to be together. It was so beautiful. After visiting with the Bay Area TTN members, I went down to San Diego, where I had a healing session with my coach, Carrie Nola, using aerial somatics, which was like going back to the womb. I felt my jaw unclench for the first time in years. It was beautiful. I wish I lived closer. I would do that a lot more often. And I've learned so much about myself from Carrie over the years. And she's been a guest on Therapy Chat 3 times. So if you want to hear more about her and her work, listen to episodes 11, 42, and 367. She talks about intuition in psychotherapy practice, shadow work, and she also talks about our relationship to receiving and how that connects with money. Also, during my time in San Diego, I had dinner with TTN members Claire Horner and Dr. Nancy Shaw. Claire co-hosts the Freak Out Free podcast for survivors of sexual trauma with her co-host, Dr. Sadol. They have me on their show in season 2. It's a fabulous resource for sexual trauma survivors. Also in February 2024, 2 members of my staff, Tannery and Alana, as well as myself, started the basic training in EMDR through the Institute for Creative Mindfulness, which is owned by Dr. Jamie Marich. I wanted to ensure the training included a focus on trauma and dissociation if I was going to do EMDR training. You know, I've been trained in a lot of therapy, trauma therapy methods for a long time, but I finally decided to go ahead and get trained in EMDR because basically Jamie and some of our other guests who really love EMDR and tout its benefits made me realize that, you know, there was more to it than what I thought. So we all completed our 40-hour training process in March and our 10 hours of consultation. And I want to thank the Institute for Creative Mindfulness and Jamie for this training. I will say I was amazed at how ICM has such an amazing, talented team of trainers and consultants. Many of them with lived experience like Jamie, who offer so many interesting and creative aspects of EMDR and trauma therapy in their approaches. And if you want to know more about Jamie Marich, at least in terms of Therapy Chat, there's a lot to say about Jamie Marich. They have done so much work and they're out there all over the place. But for Therapy Chat purposes, check out our first interview, which was on episode 364, and then our most recent interview, which was with Jamie and Dr. Dick Schwartz together, which was episode 458, which came out just back in December, I believe. Also in February, I participated in training with Brooke Randolph, a TTN member at the time, who was teaching on her specialty, brain spotting with the adoption constellation. Brooke has been on Therapy Chat 2 on episodes 316 and 415. And I've learned so much from Brooke and Dr. Abby Hasberry in this training. Brooke has really opened my eyes about adoption. I highly recommend her trainings, even if you're not interested in brain spotting. She offers trainings on adoption and working with the adoption constellation apart from brain spotting trainings. So in March, in addition to finishing the EMDR basic training, I was invited by PESI and Psychotherapy Networker to live podcast from the Psychotherapy Networker Symposium Conference. I had a great time interviewing five of the speakers live in person before I had to leave early to go to New York because one of my family members had a massive heart attack nearly a year to the day from the other death anniversary I had mentioned I had begun to anticipate. And I'm sure those two things were connected. They were anticipating it too, I'm sure. So as Dr. Shauna Murray Brown, who I interviewed there at the Networker, said, life is lifing. Reminded me that this is what happens. Life begins and ends, and it's all continuously changing, and plans are just ideas. Any thought that we have control is an illusion. I have compassion for myself, trying to keep going, putting out podcast episodes, seeing clients, running my group practice, and showing up for TTN meetings every week while all this was going on. And I had several trips back to my hometown to visit my parents during all of this too. I'm impressed I got as much done as I did during that challenging time. Anyway, with PESI, we created a special offer for savings on trainings with Dr. Ariel Schwartz, Dr. Leslie Korn, Dr. Tammy Nelson, Dr. Lindsay Gibson, Dr. Janina Fisher, Deb Dana, Courtney Armstrong, and more. And that link is in the show notes. I was able to hang out with most of them and quite a few other people at the Networker, which is part of what I love about that conference. I got to be with my buddies Linda Tai and Benjamin Fry, plus Dr. Ann Kelly and Sue Marriott from Therapists Uncensored, Monica and Brian from Therapy Wisdom, and Brian's wife, Dee West, Jules Taylor Shore, and many, many, many other awesome people. I talked about it a lot in those episodes that came out after the conference in March. The live interviews came out around May, and they were episodes 431 through 435. I wanted to interview, I had a bunch more interviews set up, but when someone is on life support, you go. And I will say that they recovered, thankfully. April and May found me doing my best to recover myself from the most recent family emergency and planning for my 2-week solo trip to Europe. That was in June. I went to Iceland, then to Germany, where I met up with my travel buddy and TTM member Jen Rosado to attend the Polyvagal Institute gathering. From there, we parted ways and I headed to England for more podcast adventures. I was able to visit Chiron Clinics and meet the staff out in Oxfordshire. I interviewed Benjamin, who is the owner of Chiron Clinics, and you can hear that episode. I did a 2-day workshop. I was a participant on applied polyvagal theory and yoga with my friend and colleague, Dr. Ariel Schwartz. And if you aren't following along on my social media, I documented all of that with tons of videos and did little voiceovers and stuff. It was a pretty incredible experience. And I will say that I think that the time that I spent in Paula's group with Transformative Harmonics and the SSP really contributed to how I was able to trust myself to navigate being in multiple different foreign countries alone for 2 weeks, dealing with all of the surprises and the things that didn't go as planned and the changes and to be flexible. I feel like while those experiences were stressful, I was just not really rattled by it. And that was pretty cool. I mean, certainly there were moments where I was like, oh my gosh, like when I missed my flight back home on the last day. I was pretty stressed about that. And I posted a picture of myself crying in the airport. So, you know, but I had so many life-affirming experiences during that trip and just made me more believe in myself. You know, I was happy to finally get back home after missing my flight that day. And speaking of my friend and travel buddy, Jen Rosato, who I was also with in 2023 at the Master Series in Oxford. I've got a clip of her telling us why she loves being a trauma therapist. Jen Rosato is an integrated trauma therapist in Texas working with complex developmental trauma. She's also an author working on her second book on complex trauma, and she owns a private practice focused on treating trauma through the lens of the nervous system and the science of safety.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Rosato, and I am a trauma therapist in Texas. Why am I a trauma therapist? I'm a helper naturally, and I'm curious, and I get to feed my love of all sorts of things from nutrition to neuroscience to compassion. And it's really not a hard thing for me to hold space or people's traumatic events. I feel like I'm a silent witness. So many survivor stories are never heard in public or on a stand, and justice happened. So I get to show them who I've seen all along and how does it change the world. When you work with humans, you really work with trauma. So Clarissa Pinkola Estes says, ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, of stretching out to mend the part of the world that is within our reach. In a small, calm thing that one soul can do to help another soul, to assist some portion of this poor, suffering world will help immensely. And I kind of feel that in my soul. So there's hope and ripples, and I don't get to see those as much, but I know they're there. And that's enough for me to bring peace to my soul. And that's how we change the world. Just one small space at a time, one person at a time. I just happen to have some really cool tools to get you there. Thank you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings, menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things and more. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today. Today's episode is sponsored by Psychotherapy Networker and PESI. If you're a therapist, be sure to check out the partner page, which is linked in the show notes, where you can get discounted trainings with previous Therapy Chat guests like Courtney Armstrong, Dr. Leslie Korn, Dr. Ariel Schwartz, Dr. Tammy Nelson, Dr. Janina Fisher, Rebecca Case, Dr. Peter Levine, Dr. Lindsay Gibson, Deb Dana, Lori Gottlieb, and many, many others. You'll find the link in the show notes to my partner page with PESI and Psychotherapy Networker, where you can find all these discounted trainings. If you need CEs, this is a great place to go.
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night, oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months.
In July and August, I was mostly focused on my day-to-day work, recovering from everything that had been happening earlier in the year and preparing to present 2 workshops on sexual trauma for the Academy of Therapy Wisdom's Trauma Wisdom Circles. Our family took our first vacation since 2022 in September. So nice to have some peaceful and quiet time together at the beach. I mean, yes, I went to Europe, which was cool, but It was a working trip. I had some moments of downtime, like attending Ariel's yoga workshop and getting to, you know, have many fun adventures and hanging out with a lot of awesome people. But it wasn't a vacation in terms of rest and relaxation, recovery. It was working. I was working the whole time. And being on my own for the trip, you know, I had to rely on myself. I had to figure everything out myself. I had a lot of fun companionship that, you know, was mostly unplanned and just, you know, the way it worked out, which was really great. So I was super grateful to be able to actually take a week and go on vacation. In September, I delivered those two workshops for Academy of Therapy Wisdom, and they were so meaningful to me. We'll be recording a course on sexual trauma in April that should come out later this year. I feel so honored. I feel so honored. In October, I hosted an exhibitor booth at the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health Conference at the Gaylord in DC. Got to hang out again with Benjamin Fry and Linda Tai while I was there, as well as some other really wonderful people. This year it's in California and it was in September. So that's really cool and nice to be there. Later that month, it was back to New York to visit family. And then my dad passed away in early November. My dad went into hospice about 3 weeks before he passed, and it was kind of unclear exactly what his prognosis was. But before he passed, he told me that he wanted me to still take these trips. So he died on the 3rd. And on the 6th, as planned, I went to Mexico by myself for a yoga therapy retreat with Dee West. And from there, I went from Mexico to Arizona for an adventure that included a motorcycle ride up the side of a mountain to a mining town. That was very fun and exhilarating, terrifying and fun at the same time. Kind of like being on a roller coaster, except less expectation of safety, though I did have a helmet and everything. So I was as safe as I could be. And we went to the Grand Canyon. So that was my first trip to the Grand Canyon, which was, of course, awe-inspiring. And I definitely want to go back because we only got to spend a half day there. And that's something that, you know, I really would love to get to see more of. From there, I headed to Sedona for 5 days of training with Ariel Schwartz. I swore I don't know if I swore I'd never go back, but, my experience that I talked about after being there in 2022 with the terrible pitted forest road and the very seemingly disembodied driver of the shuttle, I said I didn't think I was ever going to go back there because I didn't feel like I could do it. I didn't even feel like I would be able to withstand that road again. But this time I rented a car and I could go at my own pace and it was absolutely fine. So I was at the same location, which was Sedona Mago, a wonderful, beautiful retreat center, just a tough road to get down. And so that was for 5 days of training in applied polyvagal theory and yoga with Ariel Schwartz. You see a theme here. I like to go where she is and do what she's doing. I will say that if you're going to lose a parent and you get the experience of spending the first 2 weeks afterwards surrounded by therapists and doing yoga for that whole time, I would say that's the way to go. Highly recommend. Then it was back home and back to reality very quickly after returning. It was the holidays, which was very difficult. Kind of got worse and worse as each week went by between mid-November and New Year's. I felt like the stress was just compounding. Facing my grief without being supported by or surrounded by dozens of therapists was not exactly the same. Although I am surrounded by dozens of therapists all the time with Trauma Therapist Network and, you know, this group of people just brings so much joy to my life. But after I got back, after doing yoga pretty much every day for 2 weeks, I spent about a week not doing any yoga and I realized, whoa, I need this movement. I need this space. I need this breath, intention, embodiment practices to keep myself grounded and centered while I'm grieving, because otherwise I don't know how I'm going to be able to keep going. You know, my job is to hold space for other people. And if I'm not well, obviously I can't do that. So that is what has kept me going. I started going back to doing yoga every day, starting the week of Thanksgiving, and no regrets. It has really, really helped me. So every day there are moments when I feel like I'm doing great, I'm doing fine. And there are moments when I feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. And I'm just letting myself be how I am and doing the best I can. And people are pretty understanding. And those who don't understand, that's okay. I don't really need to explain, you know, to people who don't understand. This is what I'm going through, and I'm just literally doing the best I can. On December 7th, we had an in-person TTN member meetup for DC area members, and it was so lovely. Thank you again to Katie Bingner for helping me organize it, because I just did not have it in me to keep track of it all on my own. And Katie found us a fun restaurant that I had never heard of, and I'm sure I never would have found, that had gluten and dairy free pizza that was like so good, and had, you know, regular pizza too and many other things. And at that gathering, it was so fun being with, I think we had 8 TTN members and a guest. And there I got to meet one of our new members in person, Kim Torrance. I'm going to tell you about Kim, or let you hear from her own words about Kim next. Kim Torrance is a licensed clinical social worker based in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, specializing in mind-body approaches for burnout prevention and recovery, perfectionism recovery, and healing root causes of anxiety and depression, such as childhood trauma and intergenerational trauma. And Kim is just a cool person. I'm so happy that she joined TTN.
Hi, I'm Kim Torrance, licensed clinical social worker based in DC, Maryland, and Virginia. I specialize in childhood trauma. Most of my clients struggle with burnout, perfectionism, and anxiety, and really learned how to overcome difficult childhoods by trying to be perfect and avoid conflict by fitting in or molding to the relationships that they are in. And I love being a trauma therapist. For me, healing is in some way a way to right wrongs, a way to end suffering to some degree. There's a lot of things that people experience that should never have happened, but the healing work is about being able to end the cycle of suffering. Oftentimes, these are intergenerational cycles. And one of the best outcomes of trauma healing is choice, where people can begin to reconnect with their authentic self and really be who they really are and have always been meant to be, and to have more freedom in their relationships and their work, and choice being an outcome of trauma work. And it's a privilege and an honor to walk on this journey.
Next, we're going to hear from Gabrielle Kawashima. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Gabrielle is a certified brain spotting therapist specializing in working with helpers and adults who have learned to prioritize something else before themselves. Gabrielle uses a nervous system informed approach and is accepting clients in the state of California.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle Kawashima, and I'm a licensed professional clinical counselor working in the state of California. And I love being the trauma therapist because I really enjoy helping people learn how to feel safe in themselves, in their relationships, and learning how to actually really enjoy being in their bodies and really enjoy being themselves. Some of the consequences of experiencing ongoing stressors or not having our needs met is that not only do we tend to struggle with feeling disconnected from other people, but we can struggle in our relationships with ourselves too. And there tend to be these negative learnings that happen, negative beliefs that actually end up making us feel really removed and sometimes like we're not worthy of things. that we're a burden or that, you know, there's something wrong with us, and helping people learn the ways in which those beliefs might have actually been protective and helping them survive things and learning how to unlearn and relearn truths about themselves is a really beautiful thing to witness that I'm very grateful to have the opportunity and the privilege of being a part of. And then I think how being a trauma therapist and working with trauma impacts the world. We're just becoming more and more disconnected, unfortunately. And there are so many things going on in our personal and kind of global experiences that it's just really difficult to be able to have the tools or the time and the space to process everything. And the more that we're able to find ways to regulate ourselves, to be safe in our own selves, but to be safe for other people, it just starts to shift the kind of communities that we live in, the kind of worlds that we live in. And I think it's something that's really needed.
Here is another longtime Trauma Therapist Network member, one of the OGs, Anna Pemberton, who is a Maryland-based LCPC and perinatal mental health certified therapist. Anna works with self-reliant women who are struggling with the demands of family, career, and relationships, supporting them to step out of survival mode and rediscover their capacity to have a nourishing, joyful life. Anna is a parts work / IFS trauma therapist who uses EMDR and somatic tools to better resource client service systems so they can reconnect to their sense of self and live more wholeheartedly.
Hi, Trauma Therapist Network. I'm Anna Pemberton. I'm perinatal mental health certified and a trauma therapist. And I love being a trauma therapist because I believe that we can heal from the worst things that have happened to us. And I find this knowledge to be a great source of comfort. This allows me to breathe easier each day, knowing that whatever the human experience for me is going to unfold as, there's the capacity for other human beings to witness it, and there's the capacity for hope and change. And healing is something that I know to be true. And I've seen this in my personal experience, and I see this in the clients I work with. And I find this work to be incredibly meaningful and rewarding and life-affirming. I also think this work is very creative and interesting too. And I love the people I work with, and I love what trauma survivors bring and how they navigate situations and the complexity of what it means to be human. I think this work has the ability to change the world for a lot of reasons. And what I'll name here is I think being a modern human has unique challenges. And I think we live in a culture that for a lot of reasons facilitates disconnection with our physical bodies and each other and the natural world. And I imagine trauma work will be a real resource and a roadmap back to us having increased capacities as individuals and increased abilities to connect with the people in our lives and our families and our communities and to handle some of the enormous tasks at hand, like climate crisis. So I'm so grateful a community like Trauma Therapist Network exists. And thank you, Laura, for all that you do.
Next is Lori Eldred, who is a trauma therapist who believes that social workers need trauma treatment and healing too. Boy, is that true. Social workers are the best, and Lori loves to celebrate them. Well, I know I'm biased because I'm a social worker, but I do love social workers, but we we love all the disciplines of mental health and TTN.
Hi, my name is Lori Eldred, and I'm with Just a Social Worker in Michigan. I'm a member of the Trauma Therapist Network and a trauma therapist who works with other social workers and mental health professionals. I appreciate this community because I found a lot of support and information, a lot of great consultation and feedback on things that I struggled with in my practice. I also love working with my clients just as a way to get back to the social work profession, to help heal individuals impacted by our profession, and to offer hope that things get better. I think that's the role of a trauma therapist, is really to build that relationship and offer the hope that things do get better, because they will.
And now we have another long-term TTN member who's licensed in multiple places, Carol Williams. Carol is a trauma specialist who helps in recovery from narcissistic abuse, religious trauma, and adverse childhood experiences. Carol is trained in a wide variety of trauma interventions and is licensed to provide treatment in California, Idaho, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Maine, and Utah. You will find a warm and empathic therapist who isn't afraid of sitting with difficult emotions and will actively engage you in your path of recovery from relational and systemic abuses.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for inviting me to share why I became a trauma therapist, what I love about it, and how I feel like it can change the world. Well, it's definitely changed my world. Like many, I've had to navigate my own recovery from trauma while seeking support. Traumatic symptoms were often relegated to the context of the military. And many well-intentioned people encouraged me to suck it up, put it behind me, and move on with my life. Unfortunately, trauma recovery just doesn't work that way. I felt stuck. And even when I could recognize that I was moving forward, I didn't feel like I was making progress at all. Becoming a trauma therapist has provided me knowledge, understanding, and skills to understand the way it affects my body, the way I interpret and sometimes even misinterpret my world, and how to integrate those experiences into the here and now. Mostly, it's helped me feel empowered and safe again. This is what I love about being a trauma therapist. Specializing has given me an opportunity to pass on what's been given to me, hope for healing, change, and a presence that truly understands what it takes to navigate recovery from traumatic relationships and events. Trauma separates us from people. It isolates us from even our closest loved ones. I remember those days when I would get the courage to share with how I was feeling with someone and leaving those conversations feeling completely misunderstood and alone. Being able to create a safe space for someone who's disoriented, confused, fragmented, or lost is such a privilege and one I just don't take lightly. I am honored to be chosen to walk alongside what I consider to be some of the bravest souls, to help them reconnect to themselves, to their own personal truth. Again, Laura, thanks for this opportunity. I wish you and everyone a happy new year.
Now, this next person is someone who I have known through Facebook for about 10 years, at least, and who's been a TTN member from the beginning, someone who I've had the privilege to meet in person one time and hope to meet again when I go to Colorado in April. Peg Shippert. Peg Shippert, MA, LPC, is a trauma therapist, rape victim advocate, speaker, and educator who has a private psychotherapy practice in Boulder, Colorado since 1997. Peg has been helping survivors of sexual violence and their loved ones heal from feeling broken and invisible to feeling empowered and fully alive. Peg is so dedicated to the work of working with sexual trauma survivors. You know, it's interesting that a lot of our members have backgrounds in working with sexual and domestic violence, like myself. Anna is another one, and so is Krista, off the top of my head, and Elizabeth. Elizabeth Gush has also worked in that field. And also Jen Rosado also specializes in sexual trauma. So it's amazing to have so many people who have that background in our community. I'm very grateful for that.
Hi there. I'm Peg Shippert, and I am a licensed professional counselor in the state of Colorado, located in Boulder, and I specialize in working with survivors of sexual traumas. So the first question is, why are you a trauma therapist? I think I've always been fascinated by trying to figure out what makes people tick, and I think that came from a need in my early life to predict people who were maybe hard to predict. And now I love being a trauma therapist because I get to understand better and better all the time how people become the way that they are in response to the things that have happened to them. It's super rewarding to help people see that usually they aren't broken or wrong or just inherently have some psychiatric diagnosis, but instead their minds have worked just like they're supposed to try to keep them as safe as possible considering what their situation was. And then I love exploring with people what they want to be like now, recognizing that their life conditions have changed, and then to help them figure out how to go on that journey of healing and growing. So the second question is, how does being a trauma therapist change the world? So I think a lot of us can see pretty clearly how many people who do a lot of damage in the world are driven by lessons that they learned through trauma. People can do a lot of really extreme things when they're desperate or when they feel like they're in a struggle for survival. And then on the other hand, there are a lot of people who have experienced traumas and then been profoundly sidetracked in life by that trauma from being able to fully contribute their unique gifts in the world. So I believe that the world is immeasurably better, both in terms of less damage and in terms of more positive contributions with every person who's able to recover from their traumas. So that's what it's about for me. Thank you.
The next person is Elizabeth Cush. Speaking of Elizabeth Cush, Elizabeth Cush, LCPC, is a therapist and a women's life coach for highly sensitive women. She is also the host of the Awaken Your Wise Woman podcast and incorporates the body, mind, and spirit into her work. Elizabeth helps sensitive women who feel stressed and overwhelmed find balance, flow, and ease to fully enjoy their beautiful lives. And when she's not working, she's traveling, spending time with her three sons, and hanging at the beach with her husband and dachshund Elvis.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Cush, or Biz Cush, and owner of Progression Counseling, where I see clients virtually in Maryland and Delaware. And the reason I became a trauma therapist was because of my own experience with trauma. I was traumatized as a very young child, and parents who really weren't able to navigate how to help me take care of what I needed to heal. And so it was important to me when I had my own children to provide them with the best care as a mother that I could at the time. And so I began reading about child psychology, and that really spiked my interest in going ahead with getting back to school and getting my master's in counseling at 53. I also had an amazing therapist in high school that really helped me get through some very tough times. And I knew how important therapy had been in my life, and I wanted to be able to provide that to others. So it's really important too in this work as trauma therapists to have the support and consultation that we need. And so the Trauma Therapist Network and Laura Reagan have been an amazing resource for me and my practice and just me, myself as a therapist.
And last but not least, the final TTN member to share about why she loves being a trauma therapist is Allison Dagger. Allison is a trauma specialist and music therapist based in Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C. She provides integrative trauma therapy services to adults located across Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Florida through her private practice, Your Tempo Healing. She's passionate about using brain, body, and music-oriented approaches to help emotionally sensitive and creatively minded individuals gently confront the roots of their suffering, release pain and loss, and feel connected again within themselves and their relationships.
Hi, everybody. I'm Allison Dagger. I just wanted to pop in here as a member of the Trauma Therapist Network and share a little bit about myself with you and why I love being a trauma therapist so much. So something that I absolutely adore about the work that I do with individuals is that I get to witness every day as my clients learn how to stand in their strength and take back their lives. To me, being a trauma therapist means helping people as they learn how to confront some pretty hard truths in their lives, learn how to take care of themselves and sit in discomfort and dis-ease and move through suffering and pain that they've carried with them for so long. A lot of my clients carry these pretty old and misinformed stories about themselves and others that they were told about themselves from family or teachers or other community members, or things that they just absorbed and they just assumed about themselves and maybe what they were allowed to ask for. So in this way, I believe that the work that I do and trauma therapy as a whole makes the world a better place one person at a time. Because when one person can understand these systems of pain that have existed in their life, and they can confront it and release it and find joy and fulfillment again, then that person passes that on to the next person. And pretty soon we have communities that are safe, that understand how to heal, and people that feel connected.
I'm so grateful to all of the TTN members who participated in this episode today. It's always fun to do something a little bit different and hear from others. I am grateful to all of you listeners for being here and reflecting back on 2024 with me. And, you know, when I said that creativity is my intention for 2025, one of the ways that I feel that's going to be playing out or showing up is going to include how we create community when many of the cultural institutions are no longer available or no longer safe. And when those in power wish to push us apart and get us to rely more on tech and automation than our own humanity. I want to remind you that your strength is inside you, and part of what makes us strong is our vulnerability and our ability to connect with others. So thank you for connecting with me on Therapy Chat, and looking forward to seeing what this year will bring. And I'm going to be working hard to continue to foster and strengthen my inner resilience for whatever comes, because I know, you know, over the past 8 years, much of the time it has felt like we were just enduring and withstanding so much adversity. And, you know, I don't want to sound negative, but it seems like that might be what's going to be continuing. So how do we opt out of obsessing over what's coming next, waiting for the harm that's going to be done to ourselves or other people? You know, crouch just like waiting for what might seem inevitable. We have more strength in our relationships than it may seem. And like I said before, where we put our attention gives what we're focusing on more power. So let's put our attention on community care, connection, helping those who need more help, standing up for what's right, standing up for those who may not be able to stand up for themselves, and just coming together, believing that there are more people who want to do what's right and have safety and nonviolence than the opposite, even in spite of what the media is really telling us all the time. We can't give in to fear. So we'll be back with some more episodes on creativity, more on grief, more. I've got actually a lot of really interesting interviews coming up. So can't wait to share them with you. And thank you, as always, for listening. I do want to tell you that Trauma Therapist Network membership will be closed until at least summer of 2025. Just going to focus on letting people know that they can find a trauma therapist at findtraumatherapy.com and not focus on having to market the membership to new members all the time. So you take care. Wish you the best.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com.
Trauma therapists, if you've been waiting for the right time to join Trauma Therapist Network membership, this is it. Between now and the end of 2024, you can save up to 50% off of your first month of membership when you submit your application at traumatherapistnetwork.com. Join us for live calls every week. Self-care, case consultation, networking, and training are included every month. We have 4 live calls, and we have 3 tiers of membership. If the live calls don't fit your schedule, you can join the Inner Circle, where you can access the library of recordings, or you can do the Listing Plus membership. All the details are at traumatherapistnetwork.com. Hope to see you in the community. Submit your application at traumatherapistnetwork.com today.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.